Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with AJ Amex. He is the brand manager at Social Glow that helps coaches, course creators, and membership owners increase their student retention, completion rates, and LTV using a gamified mobile app. And AJ, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, man, I'm excited to be here with you, Eric.
Awesome, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you in all regards today. Been looking forward to it. So for starters, if you would, explain the core principles of gamification for those that aren't familiar and how integrating them into business strategies can lead to higher engagement and completion rates. Let's start there.
Awesome. So gamification just makes things fun, you know. So the Smithsonian Science Institute, they did this whole study. I don't remember what year it was, but they did this study where they thought, like, well, if we could add gamification into the classroom setting, would it create more productivity? And so they did. They started giving students points for the things that the students were going to do anyway. And overall, they found after the study that it actually increased productivity. So if we apply that into building online courses, running communities, memberships, things of that nature, what happens is we start giving people points for joining the community, give them points. If they make a comment, give them points. If they maybe if they make a post, give them points. Or if they have a, if you have a course, if they watch a video, give them points. If they complete a module, give them points. And so that's the idea of gamification, is rewarding people for the thing they're going to do anyway. The way I like thinking about it, it's almost kind of like Chuck E. Cheese, right? Like, you go into Chuck E. Cheese. I remember going to Chuck E. Cheese as a kid. It was a lot of fun. You go there, you play the games, you get the tickets. And then as a kid, I remember being like, oh man, this is exciting. I have 2,000 tickets. I get to go to the prize counter to redeem these tickets for something. Well, that's another thing that we can do for gamification. I call it incentivization. Because, like, what's the point of getting all of these points besides some bragging rights? But what is the point of getting the points if we can't redeem them for something? So I find when a business owner will strategically think, like, okay, can we allow our members, our students, our clients, our customers, can they redeem these points for money back on the original purchase? Can they redeem these points as cash towards the next purchase from us? Or maybe it's for brand swag or tickets to live events or whatnot. That's how I like thinking about gamification inside courses and communities.
Hey, good stuff. And I also remember Chuck E. Cheese, so that's a great example to refer to. Hey, tell us, can you give us a specific example of a business that successfully implemented these principles and saw tangible results?
So I'm seeing fitness coaches do this brilliantly. So one of our clients, Holly Henderson, she runs a Faster Way coaching business, fitness business. And so what she did was she created a 6-week boot camp that helps the people lose weight. I mean, she tells them, here's what you eat, here's the exercises, and she's serving them content every single day inside of a gamified mobile app using Social Glow. And so rather than going on to Facebook, where people can get sucked down to some rabbit hole or be distracted, or if you post content on Facebook, half the people, or even more than that, is not going to see the content anyway due to the algorithm and then just how they don't serve notifications to anybody. When she moved everything to Social Glow, the students are seeing it. But then what she was doing is she, again, gave them points, all right? Gave them points for doing what they're going to do, reading the content, seeing the content, creating content, posting the content, engaging with the other members. And so that created the incentivization. And then what she could do then is be like, okay, well, if you want to join our VIP group after the 6-week boot camp, if you want to join our VIP group, which is like $97 a month, then maybe we could give you your first month free, right? Based upon who's ever in first place or second place. That is one way that I've seen fitness coaches really, really do really well using a gamified mobile app. They start with something small, like a boot camp that's going to get a specific result, and then use gamification to encourage the participation, and then use incentivization to come into like a paid membership model.
And thanks for that example. That certainly is most helpful. Now, gamification can be a versatile tool adaptable to various industries and client types. Can you elaborate on how businesses can customize gamification strategies to attract higher paying clients, specifically tailoring experiences to different niches?
Yeah. So I think a lot of people, a lot of coaches, a lot of membership owners, they don't think about incentivization or gamification as a legitimate business strategy. And this is kind of what we've already touched on. It's like, well, let's say we sell them something that's going to get them a small specific result, a quick win. And we can do that within a 7 to 14 day, 21 day time period, or maybe even 6 week, like Holly was doing. But then thinking like, well, what is the next step? And then how do we take these points and then incentivize towards that to help us increase our client retention? And then also to help us increase our lifetime value of the client. That's one way to think about it. Another way to think about gamification and is thinking about like, well, identity-based incentivization. So people love going on the journey of becoming something more than they are. So if a course creator, a membership owner, if they'll take the time to think through like, well, what is like this journey? Like if we look at video games, there's levels, right? Level one, level two, like I remember playing Mario and you have the first level and the second level and you get the gold stars, right? And the whole point is you get all the gold stars and you unlock Yoshi at the end of the game, right? If you played Mario 64, if you ever remember that game from like 1996 or four, whatever the year was. Well, it's kind of the same thing if we think about courses. It's like, what is this journey, this user journey that we're pulling people through? So for example, so inside of Social Glow, inside of our onboarding experience, we take these clients on a journey. We take them from being a builder to a beacon to a lighthouse. Now, this is an identity journey. The builder is somebody who's, they don't have an audience. They want to build an audience. A beacon is somebody who has an audience, they know their message, and they're willing to go into the marketplace and ultimately shine their expertise, be in a beacon of hope, a beacon of inspiration, and they're willing to get paid for that. And a lighthouse is a bit different. A lighthouse is an expert or a fitness coach who has a six-figure business who's getting paid six figures or more a year to help people, right? They're that lighthouse who's always shining their light, always shipping their inspirational message and helping people, and they're constantly helping the boats navigate the sea, right? And so there's this user journey even that we're taking people in through the onboarding experience of Social Glow. It's like, are you a builder? And if you are, no problems. We have training and to support you. We have software to support you to get you to a beacon. If you're a beacon and you want to get to the lighthouse, no problems. We have training. We can support you. If you're a lighthouse, we want to help you continue being that lighthouse and shining that light. And we have training to support you on that, on increasing your client retention and so forth and whatnot. So you can see that there's still this journey that we're taking people on. And when you have a journey, that's what's going to start increasing your LTV and your client retention. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And I do appreciate the reference to Mario back in 1996. That does take me back a few years today. We're joined by AJ Amix, the brand manager at Social Glow that helps coaches, course creators, and membership owners increase their student retention, completion rates, and LTV using a gamified mobile app. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, data-driven results are crucial for any strategy. How can businesses measure the success of gamification in real time, and what key performance indicators or KPIs should they be focusing on to ensure that gamification is positively impacting engagement and completion rates?
Yeah, so it comes back to looking at your engagement. Also looking at how many of your members are active, like what percentage of your members are active. For me, I want a very high number personally. Like I'm just a guy who I love if people get results, and I'm also one who wants to hold people accountable to get the results. Like I do not want people inside of my community if they're just like, I don't know, pretending that they want to be there. Like, I don't want their money. Like, if you come into my community, I want to hold you accountable to get results. Like, I want you to show up, right? So I'm going to look at like how many of my people are active. And if they're not active, then I'm going to train my team or my VAs or my admin or take it on upon myself to start using like our chat features on Social Glow to send them a message, even a voice message. I love being able to use technology to amplify kind of like who we be as people. And what I mean by that is I think a lot of people look to technology to be like, well, what's the tactic or the tool? Rather than being like, well, how do we just amplify ourselves? Like using technology to amplify our ability just to, I don't know, be humans and help people. So I would use a chat feature, seeing if people weren't active, and I would send them a message and be like, hey, Julie, I noticed you joined 7 days ago. I haven't seen you post inside the community. What's going on? How can we help you? You know, I would also start looking at like course completion rates. Where are people getting stuck? What lessons are they getting stuck on? What modules are they getting stuck on? How many people are actually completing the course? And I've seen again and again and again, when you add gamification, all of this naturally increases the LTV, client retention. And you can take it a step further when you start just looking at like active member participation. And if that number is low, then start reaching out and talking to your members and asking why. Those are really the data points that I'd really look at that are going to move the needle anyway.
Really do appreciate all the insight and information shared here today. Really interesting, and it certainly is. Gamification is certainly a tool that can up your results in business, and so we appreciate your sharing these examples and insights here today. Lastly, given the rapidly evolving nature of consumer behavior and technology, firstly, how can businesses ensure that their gamification strategies remain sustainable and relevant? And secondly, can you discuss how companies can anticipate and adapt to changes to maintain high levels of user engagement and secure higher paying clients over the long term?
Yeah, so this is going to come back to really thinking on a business strategy, like what's the next step? And then how can you incentivize towards that? The other thing is, this is actually what I like about gamification, is I don't think it changes. It's because it's kind of a principle. I'm a big fan of principles. Like no matter how much the world changes, it seems like there's kind of these universal principles that are kind of timeless. And gamification is one of those things. And so if you just kind of live in the question of like, well, what are the action items that we want someone to do? And then how can we create points or give them points to do those things? That's a timeless principle that you don't really have to worry about AI or technology replacing. It's just a way of thinking. And a lot of people don't think about this a bit, even when they're teaching courses. They don't realize, they're like, oh, well, I just taught them, you know, how to do this thing or why this was important or even what this thing was. And they don't realize that they could create like a even gamifying that by saying, hey, so I just taught you A, B, and C. I want you to create a 1 minute video and post it in the community of what your biggest takeaway is from that. And then we could give them points, right, for posting that video takeaway. Well, one of the things that something like that does is it starts helping the student or the client or the customer anchor what they've learned. Right. And it also helps generate the community because people can learn different things from the people going through the same experience because people have different perspectives. We all come from different backgrounds. So just because we're learning the same thing doesn't actually mean that we're learning the same thing, which I know sounds a little bit crazy. But this is what we do as humans. We hear what we want to hear, right? We hear who we are, we hear who we be, not necessarily what exactly we're learning. And so that's one way to start using gamification to think through building the community. That's what I would say here when we're looking at how is it going to change. It's not really, it's more of a universal principle.
AJ, really great to have had you on. Really appreciate what you're doing through Social Glow and for your visit with us here today. Before you go into conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to make mention of as we conclude today?
Yeah, I would just say if you're a coach, you're a course creator, membership owner, like if you're building some type of online business, the thing that's never going to be replaced by AI, in my opinion, is going to be community. Like as I see the world evolving, it seems like people are becoming more and more isolated. At least it seems to be that way here in the West. I haven't fully experienced the East yet, so I don't know. But I've been a lot of time in Europe and it's very similar. And so I think one of the largest opportunities that we have as a business owner is really asking ourselves, like, how can we unify people? And how do we really create a community? Because one of the third needs of every single human being on the planet is belonging. They want to belong. They want to feel connected. They want to know that they're not alone in this journey. And so no matter what your business is, I think if you want to increase your client retention and your LTV, it would be highly, highly wise to start thinking, how can you build a legitimate community? And I think it applies to every single business. Even if it was like an air conditioning contractor, I could see how they could take all of their clients, put them inside a community, and then offer them advice. Like this, for an example, my air conditioning wasn't working and we just had bought it last year. And I was like, man, what was going on? And I did not know that I needed to clean out the coils. I'm just not a technical mechanical guy. And thankfully my dad was, and he was like, well, let's go look at the coils. And we looked at it. He's like, dude, they're super dirty. We got the water hose. We washed them off. Dude, and it's done. And so if an air conditioning contractor that had sold me that said, hey, I have this community. We post content once a month on it, just helping people learn how to maintain their air conditioning. Mind if we add you in there? I'd been like, that'd be great. And that, again, is if they would have added me into that community and they were adding value like this, that would, of course, help me remember them, give them more referrals next time something went happened, reaching out to them. So I just think community, no matter what business you're in, is a very, very wise play.
Once again, AJ, thanks for all the information shared and for those concluding remarks as well. If listeners wanted to tap into Social Glow, where's the best place to get further details?
Yeah, just go to socialglow.com. Super simple. We have lots of content we publish every single week for free to help you there. Just go to socialglow.com. If you want to see it in action, there's a little button that you can click to schedule a demo. It doesn't cost anything. And on those calls, none of our team is there to like sell you anything. We're just there to listen at kind of to what type of business you have, what you're looking to create, and see if our features can help you. And if they can, great. And if they can't, then we'll point you to whatever platform that could be a good fit. And so, yeah, I would just go to socialglow.com.
Hey, you certainly can't beat that, a free demo. I would take advantage of that ASAP, folks. Again, it is socialglow.com. AJ, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
You're most welcome, Eric. Thank you, sir.
Now, you're more than welcome anytime. Again, we've been speaking with AJ Amix, the brand manager at Social Glow that helps coaches, course creators, and membership owners increase their student retention, completion rates, and LTV using a gamified mobile app. And once again, for all the details, visit socialglow.com. And this is Eric Guy, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.